The internet lied to you. Freedom doesn't actually start with Wi-Fi. It starts with water, shelter, and systems that work offline. Here's what most people get backwards. You can't automate your way out of fragility. Digital tools amplify freedom, but only if you laid a physical foundation first.
Curious about owning land, growing your own food, or building income that doesn't depend on you showing up every day? That's what I'm doing, and this is where I share exactly how. Welcome to Seed in Society. I'm Makeda Boehm, an AI strategist, homesteader, and tech sales leader turning paychecks into lasting multi-million dollar wealth. I use automation, food-producing land, and digital income streams to build real assets and long-term freedom for my family and help others do the same. If you're done trading time for survival and want to build on your own terms, you're in the right place.
Hear me out. Everyone wants to build location-independent income and digital nomad lifestyles. But what happens when the internet goes down for a week and makes your online income worthless overnight? Supply chains break and you can't get basic necessities. I'm not talking in a vacuum here. We're living in the world. We know what's happening with tariffs, with blackouts. So digital tools are amplifiers, not foundations. Yes, they make you more efficient at what you already do, but they can't replace the basics of survival and security. You can't eat a Notion workspace. You can't drink a Gmail notification. You can't shelter your family inside of a cloud server. Here's the truth. Every digital tool depends on physical infrastructure you don't control. Your AI assistant runs on servers. Your online business depends on payment processors. Your automated income flows through banks owned by someone else. That's not freedom. That's sophisticated dependency. Here is my framework. Secure the foundation, then amplify with tech. Land before leverage. Tools before templates. So first you have the foundation layer, and this is physical security. And what that can look like is land you own, not rent. And if possible, not even mortgage. If you have a mortgage, and you're planning on not paying that off for 30 years, 6 months, something doesn't go right, your house is actually owned by the bank and they will take it. So important. You are made of 70% of water. You need water to live. Water you control, whether that's well water, rainwater collection, filtration systems. Next, power you generate. And that can look like solar or backup systems. Grow your food. I'm saying this a lot because I get it. Our system is architected in a way to keep you, again, on the hamster wheel, thinking about day to day and paycheck to paycheck that you don't even have that chance to reflect and think about the very real infrastructure of survival that keeps you alive. But even if you're in an apartment, if you're in a condo, if you don't own the land, container gardening. And we'll talk about different ways to gardening and definitely on the YouTube channel. But start growing your food, garden, preservation, storage, right? Ground zero can look like getting some cans, some non-perishable foods, making sure that you are preparing for anything. Tools that work without electricity, hand tools, manual equipment, get some. Why does this come first? Because these create actual independence. If everything else fails, you and your family are still okay. This is not to scare you. It's to prepare you. Seed in Society is about preparation and solutions. Next, we have the amplification layer. And this is digital leverage. AI tools that multiply your productivity. Automation that scales your income. Online platform that reach global markets. And digital assets that generate passive income. Why does this come second? because these multiply the security you've already built, but they can't create security from nothing. You literally need a computer to do half of it. That's physical. It's hard to do any work if you don't know where you're going to sleep. If you don't have security in your actual physical self, you cannot eat or drink your online business. So let me show you exactly how I've done this. Phase one, physical foundation, $90,000 invested. That was the land purchase, 10 acres. We bought it outright with cash to avoid mortgage dependency. Then prep systems. And that's an ongoing investment in backup power, manual alternatives, and water filtration. That can be about $8,000. I know the physical layer is not super accessible all the time when you're looking at the initial startup costs. But we're talking about what to do and how to get there. Maybe you need to start with some of the digital amplification from where you are, but start thinking long-term and how to get to true sovereignty and ownership sooner rather than later. To put that in layman terms, do not wait until retirement. Do not wait for someday, right? Next, even just like a basic workshop setup, that's usually about $3,000 in stuff that you use to work your land. And then garden infrastructure, this is really a range. Our startup costs were closer to $7,000 or $8,000. I wanted the Vigo still garden beds because while it's a more expensive upfront cost, so it's about $250 for each 4x8 bed, but you can do 10 configurations. And I talk about that on my page, and we'll have a YouTube video around it. You buy it once and they last for 20 years. Some people do the wood garden beds. We have some wood garden beds and you can build and paint those and they can still last for 5-10 years. But the result of this is that our family can survive and thrive even if my income disappears tomorrow. And that is super important. It gives you so much leverage. It allows you to breathe. Phase two is digital amplification. And that's usually about $3,000 a year ongoing. That's talking about AI writing tools to create content faster, podcast equipment, website and email systems, CRM and automation to systematize client processes, right? And the result of this is the digital tools help us share our message and generate income, but they're built on top of a foundation that doesn't necessarily depend on them. And again, listen, I get it. Sometimes you need that productivity software while paying rent so that you can stop paying rent. It helps to build your income and build your leverage so you can afford to get a home or property or land. The whole point of this isn't to shame anyone or say, why are you doing it this way? The point of it is so that you have an end goal in mind, understanding the bigger picture. So first I secured independence, then I built amplifications. Physical security makes you better at digital business. When you're not worried about basic survival, you can actually take bigger risk with business ventures. And you find yourself being able to think longer term instead of chasing quick money or things that are not in alignment with what you really want to do. And when that happens, you can say no to bad opportunities because you're not desperate. And anything that you're selling, desperation, you can feel it. You can hear it. You can see it. To get into this, I am definitely a very spiritual person and truly believe in manifestation and energetic vibrations. Your energy throws that out. So focus on building value instead of just paying bills. Real example, because we own our land outright and are starting to grow our own food, inflation in grocery prices doesn't stress our budget. That mental bandwidth goes towards building wealth instead of managing scarcity. I'll be honest with y'all here. We are somewhat preppers. So when we heard of tariffs and all of these things coming down the pipeline, it just didn't stress us out in the same way because I know we'll be good. Physical independence creates mental freedom, and mental freedom is where real wealth gets built. That is when you can be in alignment, when you can have a strategy, when you can do what makes your soul feel good. So here's how to think about your next investment. Ask yourself these three questions. One, if my income stopped tomorrow, how long could my family maintain our current lifestyle? Next, what basic necessities do I still depend on others to provide? And I do understand that no man is an island. We are still all interconnected. We still have community. I still go to the grocery store. So I'm not saying, hey, we grow our own food and we're there and we're preaching from the mountain. But no, we're working towards it because I've asked myself these questions. And then three, which dependency would I eliminate first if I could? And this is really your base layer. This is where you don't get to that point of overwhelm. This is not to say, oh my goodness, I heard this podcast. Makeda said, I need to have it all figured out right away. What I'm saying is to start thinking about it. And how you do things is by creating a system and then you build from there. So start there. Water, food, shelter, power. In that order. So digital tools are incredible when they're built on a foundation of real security. But if you're paying rent, you're building on sand. Secure the foundation first, then amplify like crazy. And listen, I don't expect you to do all of this on your own. That is what Seed in Society is for. Head over to seedinsociety.com, check out the Connector Market, and you can look at some of the actual tools and services I use to help build a layer of true resiliency so that we can be prepared and can have solutions. Talk soon. See you next time.